It blinked at him. He noticed its eyes were a deep blue and slit-pupiled. And then it said, "Why are you frowning?" Silence fell at once, and it was only with difficulty that Lawrence kept from gaping at the creature. Carver, who must have been thinking himself reprieved by now, was standing behind the dragon, mouth open. His eyes met Lawrence's with a desperate look, but he drew up his courage and stepped forward, ready to address the dragon once more. Lawrence stared at the dragon, at the pale, frightened boy, and then took a deep breath and said to the creature, "I beg your pardon. I did not mean to. My name is Will Lawrence. And yours?" No discipline could have prevented the murmur of shock which went around the deck. The dragonette did not seem to notice, but puzzled at the question for several moments, and finally said, "I do not have a name." Lawrence had read over Pollitt's books enough to know how he should answer. He asked formally, "May I give you one?" It, or rather he, for the voice was definitely masculine, looked him over again, paused to scratch at an apparently flawless spot on his back, then said, with unconvincing indifference, "If you please."